and he flung himself down on the grass and buried his face in his hands and wept. "Why is he weeping?" asked the little green lizard, as he ran past him with his tail in the air. "Why indeed?" said a butterfly, who was fluttering about after a sunbeam. "Why weeping?" whispering a daisy, in a soft, low voice. "He is weeping for a red rose," said the nightingale. "For a red rose," they cried. "How very ridiculous!" And the little lizard, who was something of a cynic, laughed outright. But the nightingale understood the secret of the student's sorrow, and she sat silent in the oak tree and thought about the mystery of love. Suddenly, she spread her brown wings for flight and soared into the air. She passed through the grove like a shadow, and like a shadow she sailed across the garden. In the center of the grass plot was standing a beautiful rose tree, and when she saw it, she flew over to it and lit upon a spray. "Give me a red rose," she cried, "and I will sing you my sweetest song." But the tree shook its head. "My roses are white," it answered, "as white as the foam of the sea, and whiter than the snow upon the mountain. But go to my brother, who grows round the old sundial, and perhaps he will give you what you want." So the nightingale flew over to the rose tree that was growing round the old sundial. "Give me a red rose," she cried, "and I will sing you my sweetest song." But the tree shook its head. "My roses are yellow," it answered, "as yellow as the hair of the mermaiden who sits upon an amber throne, and yellower than the daffodil that blooms in the meadow before the mower comes with his scythe."